Good morning, my radio audience. I have a lot I want to talk about today. We're going to have to talk about some things. Bear with me. My allergies are killing me. Definitely the spring is here. Well, anyway, I want to start off with announcements. After this month, I may not be on the radio. And it's going to depend on your support out there. If you wish to continue the BBS radio, part of SBFM radio, you're going to have to help support it. Now, what I suggest you do is go to the BBSradio.com website. Call one of the telephone numbers there for one of the brothers, the Newsom brothers, and pledge. What we're trying to do, myself, Billy Jones in Detroit, as well as Mary Bugs here in Oakland, are trying to set up what is called an appreciation fund, just like Soulbeat had. And basically what you do is, you send your money in, and you write at the bottom of the check what it's for. We're going to have to do that in order to continue to have the radio programming. I no longer have a sponsor for it, and I'll have to do it that way in order to continue after this month. So I'll repeat, go to bbsradio.com and call the corporate office and let them know that you wish to be a sponsor and send what you can. Everything is happening all over this world. I don't know, people going crazy. People killing people for little or nothing. Well, anyway, let's get to the news of today. We're still dealing with undocumented aliens from other countries. I'm not understanding what is required to be considered documented. Now, I used to work for the refugee program. I worked in two different departments. I started off as a case manager for the refugees that come here from various other countries who needed assistance, money, food, whatever, housing. And I was responsible for them being eligible for the services under the refugee program. And during the time we are making them eligible, if we could, we found out a lot about them, family members, everything. So I can't see where, with us having them filling out all kinds of forms and doing all types of things, including working on becoming a citizen of the United States, I can't conceive that's not considered some form of documentation that they're here. Now, I realized some years back that there were those that weren't known that they were here. So I considered them as the undocumented people. But when they start businesses and pay United States taxes, isn't that considered some form of documentation? I don't know. This whole thing is so confusing to me on who is documented. What does undocumented mean? Well, see, right now they're doing some things like arresting people at courthouses that are considered undocumented And it's supposed to be the ice people. I don't know. But they arrested them at courthouses. Now, I have no problems with them arresting folks at the courthouses, especially if they're guilty of something. And if they are undocumented, as considered undocumented by our country, then they are in violation of law. I just need the clarification on what is being documented mean. What does it mean? We have a large population of people here that are working, they have a business, and they are paying taxes. Now, they may not be paying taxes at the rate that they should be paying taxes, but they are paying taxes, which is more than I could say for a large population of people right here in Oakland, California, that has never had a job in their lives and they've been receiving some type of public assistance all of their lives. And now they are in danger of becoming homeless. That's sad. You got to go get a job. I'll talk more about getting a job later, but that's the bottom line. In order to live in Oakland, you're going to have a job, or you in some type training that will allow you to receive some type stipend each month for you to survive while you're in training. I don't know what we're going to do, people. Are they going to start arresting people at the welfare departments where I was one of the workers who have a case for each of these people that's documented a lot of stuff, including the work they did from the country they came from, what type work it was, what type work they want to do now. And pretty much all of them said that they are willing to do any kind of work in order to stay in this country because they are in refuge from their country. In other words, they can't go back to their country because they may end up getting their heads chopped off, because that's what they do in those other countries is chop your heads off. And you know that because they've even let us see them chop an American's head off right there in front of us on the TV. They chopped his head off. I can't remember why he was over there, but they thought he was a spy, I guess. I don't know what we're going to do about the undocumented aliens that are here. We have to do something, and we have to keep them from coming into this country, and they're enemies of ours. Regardless of what they're writing down on pieces of paper to get here and what they're saying to get here, many of them are on a suicide mission. Which means in order for them to accomplish the goal that they plan on, they don't plan on living through it. It's not a part of the plan for them to live through it. And you know that from those folks that drove them planes through them buildings. They know good and well they wasn't gonna live through that. They were here on a suicide mission. So I don't know what we're gonna do. All I know is we have to stop people from coming into this country without screening them a lot. We got to send them through all kind of changes. And unfortunately, that's what we're going to have to do. But in the meantime, we're going to have to identify those that are here already in this country who are terrorists. And we have terrorists in a number of forms. You know, we are being internally terrorized, and it's not as readily seen as the violent terrorism. Well, anyway, we're going to have to think about what we're going to do there, because I don't know. I really don't know. other than what Trump is already doing, sending them through all kind of changes in order to come into this country, and as well as looking for those that are already here. I don't know, because we do have to do these things, whether we like it or not. We're going to have to find out who our enemies we've already let in this country. Who are they? Well, anyway, we need to be thinking about solutions to these problems. And they do have some people that are coming up with meetings to have. I talked about the Oakland Post group that has a solution project going on. You go to the Oakland Post group webpage, you'll find more about that. And then there's supposed to be meetings. Now, this Monday will be the first Monday of the month. Contact Jeffries down there in Jack London Square. I should have probably gotten that number for you. But if you're that interested, you'll find out where it is. And for those of you that don't know where Jeffries is, it's a well-known place in Oakland. But anyway, it appears that Jeffrey has allowed meetings to be held there pertaining to the problems that we're having here right in Oakland. We need to come up with some solutions, people. Okay? And we're going to have to think hard on this because we have some serious problems here in Oakland. Now, I once said that California and probably even Oakland is going to be getting some federal and state monies. Well, if we're going to be a sanctuary city, that money may be held up, but we're going to get some. It's just going to be take some doing. So be ready for the money when it does come here. You have to follow the money. I'm tired of hearing people say, well, where's the money? Well, you should have been following it. Okay? Now, the big thing is that the Raiders, allergies are killing me. The Raiders are leaving. Or most likely, they're going to be leaving. But what I've learned out of this whole thing was shocking. Now, I thought for certain when the taxpayers' money was spent on the Coliseum and all of that arena stuff over there for games and shows, I thought for sure that was going to generate some money. But I just learned a few days ago that having sports in Oakland really didn't generate any economic income at all that makes any sense. It appears that having a team here doesn't lose any money and doesn't make any money either. That doesn't make sense, especially when the taxpayers are still paying on that Coliseum and that arena thing over there. Taxpayers are still paying for that. So now, all I can say is don't use no more taxpayers' dollars for any kind of sport at all. Get private funding, quit using taxpayers' dollars, because we still owe millions of dollars over here for building all that Coliseum stuff, which a lot of people in Oakland didn't want. I was so certain. That's why I didn't really fight against it, even though I don't like any kind of sports too much, especially contact sports. I didn't fight it because I thought it was going to be generating jobs, bringing money here. And I found out that it didn't generate that many jobs for the people in Oakland. There wasn't that much money coming in to justify the taxpayers' dollars that was being spent. So now we have to look at this sports thing a little bit differently, the people of Oakland, to make sure our taxpaying dollars are not being spent frivolously on things that don't make money. This city has to be run as a business. We're supposed to have more money coming in than going out. And somehow that's not happening. So I'm going to say let the Raiders go. Okay, it looks like we're going to have the Oakland A's here. And okay, let's just keep what we have since we're not going to lose any money. They're supposed to be putting some money together, having private funding to build another stadium somewhere here in Oakland. Well, what are we going to do with the property that the taxpayers are paying for already? We're going to have to find a way to generate some money off of that land. We can't go around just tearing down things and building other things up with taxpayer dollars, and none of it is generating any money. We're going to have to find a way to bring some money here to Oakland because we have a large population of people that work here through business means, and they generate money from Oakland, but they don't live here, and they don't spend their money here. The only people that look like that they are working here and spending their money here are people that are Asian and those that speak Spanish. Hispanic, maybe we can call for all of them. They are the ones that are generating income and keeping it here. Because they spend money on the businesses that are here, their own businesses. Many of them live here, and they spend their money on those businesses. Well, we're going to have to do something, people. I don't know. The A's are going to be here, and we're going to have to try to generate some money, create some jobs through having the A's here. Now, supposedly, there are going to be a number of vending trucks, 6 or 7 vending trucks that are going to be around the games, the A's games. Well, I don't know where these trucks are coming from. I hopefully these are people that live in Oakland that are trying to, they have a business here and they're trying to make money. But I don't think so. You see, there was a big to-do thing about the trucks here in Oakland, and I have to say that African-American people were the ones that did the most complaining about the Mexicans in, that's how it's being referred, the Mexicans are the ones that have all of the vending trucks. And they don't hire anybody from Oakland. Well, they hire their own family. That's what they're supposed to do. But it was a big complaint about it. They went down to the city council and everything. And the city council, I heard them with my own ears say that they were going to open up 30 more slots for vending trucks. To date, now this has been, 10 years ago. To date, the vending trucks are not African American. We did all that complaining, and none of us went and bought a truck, and went and got the license and insurance and everything that you have to do in order to run that business. None of us did it. Completed the whole process, you know. And I don't want to hear any more complaining about who has the trucks because, see, now we have people from other countries that are getting those vending trucks, not just the Mexicans. The Asians are not really into vending trucks here in Oakland. They believe in having full-fledged restaurants. But anyway, you'll see that other people from other countries have those vending trucks now. They went and got those 30 vending trucks. We are still complaining. Not one person has called me and said, I tried to get a vending truck and couldn't. Now, I'm finding that a lot of people aren't able to start businesses, and then particularly African Americans, is because they don't have the money to start business. We don't pool our monies together and do anything. We don't trust each other enough to do that. So now, we don't even have regular businesses here. Because laws change, and you have to keep up with the laws in order for you to maintain your business. Now, we have some business laws that are coming up now. Taxes. Okay? Now, Oakland is already, in many of the businesses here, paying 9.5% sales tax. We have a few cities around that are going to increase their taxes, and it's going to go from, what was it, 8.25 to 9.25 or something. I can't remember, but it's not $9. It's not 9.5% interest, which many people in Oakland are already paying. I'm going to get back to those receipts again because I'm seeing where a lot has changed since the soda tax. The stores have changed their receipts, how they look and how they calculate things. So we're going to get into that so you can look and see what's really going on after the soda tax. Also, we're going to have to see how Oakland is going to deal with the sales tax period. We're already in most cases at 9.5%. So nobody should be going up. I think the max is 9.75 for anyone. So I know that Oakland may increase sales tax. I hope not, because we already have a problem with people that can't afford to pay for food, let alone the taxes. Now, we're going to have to think, people, instead of complaining about everything that's going on, we're going to have to figure out what are we supposed to be doing to help as people in this community. If we don't wake up, then we're going to be pushed out, okay? And see, Trump has started something here, a lot of hate crimes going on all over this country. Hate, hate, hate. Doing all kinds of things. We even have our children that are in junior high school, and college that are complaining about things. These children should be studying. They shouldn't have to concentrate on these type issues. But history has shown that the students have led a many of protests all over this country as well as outside of this country. Students have led protests because there's just too much wrong going on. And it don't take a genius to see that we have a lot of greedy, selfish people in this country, as well as outside of this country. What is the solution? I don't know. All I know is if we show more love to each other, it wouldn't be bad as it is now. That's why I started off the radio talk show with the word love. And look like soon as I did that, this country decided to go to hell in a handbasket full of hate. Don't make no sense. Just don't make no sense with all the stuff that we're going through. Now we got to worry about other countries, Russia. What is going on with Trump and Russia? I don't know. But something is not right. That's clear. Something is just not right going here. Now, maybe we should think about impeaching Trump. Because if it appears that he's in cahoots with those that are considered our enemies, something's wrong with that. And it looks like they're hiding something. Something is wrong. It's clear to everybody in this country who's listening to all this crap that something is wrong. Somebody's not telling us the truth. And we need to find out what the truth is. Poor people are going to remain poor if they don't get out there and exert all of their citizenship rights. We had over 1 million African Americans in this country that did not even vote. So you voted for Trump. I don't want to hear any complaints from those of you that are not registered to vote and are out there voting. Don't want to hear no complaints because you are a part of the problem. You may not realize it, but you are a part of the problem. And those of us that understand the voting system should be educating those that are confused. Okay? Yes, we can't trust a lot of people in politics. That has been seen worldwide. We saw a family steal a whole election. They found electoral ballots all in rivers, and I mean, it just didn't make no sense. And they weren't ever turned in. There are problems with the machines that are being used. Not only that, we have those that are preventing certain people from registering to, well, not registering, but preventing them from voting. We have all these problems in this country, people, and for some reason, it's not being looked at the way it should be. Now, I'm going to get back to the affordable housing. We have issues. Fires and floods and tornadoes, hurricanes, we have all of this stuff going on, and I'll get deeper into that later on, which caused all of this, caused a lot of people to become homeless. Now we have even more homeless people. We're going to have to do something, people. Now, Trump is getting ready to win a second term if we don't do anything. Now, do we want him there? I don't know. I really don't know. We're going to have to think about this because we got so many problems in this country. We sure don't need a president that's going to make more problems. You know, we don't need that. But in the meantime, Oakland is going through a crisis. All kinds of problems here in Oakland. We just had another fire. And it looks like that building was illegal too. It wasn't up to code. But see, the sad part about this whole thing is that we have a whole bunch of buildings in Oakland that are not up to code. It is known. Do I have a caller?
Hello?
Well, anyway. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Mary.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm talking about some of this mess we got in Oakland.
There was a mess all over California. We ain't talking about, you know, I'm hearing that people leaving California left and right because of the high rents, because that's what you're talking about, the fires and the homelessness and everything else. But you know who's they're replacing them with? Foreigners. So that's the way California is going right now. And it's kind of sickening, you know. I don't know what's coming to Los Angeles or what's coming to Oakland or what's coming to San Francisco. But, these fires, it gets on your nerves. I don't know if developers are behind it or what, you know. I'm scared. These people were poor blacks. These people had no lights, wires everywhere. I mean, and I heard, now I know this is going to make you angry. I heard non-profits was running the place. So what were the non-profits doing?
Well, if they're not receiving governmental assistance, then they're not going to have any money if they don't get donations. And if they are, we're supposed to be following that money. Are they doing what they're supposed to be doing with it?
A lot of it
is top heavy. The law doesn't allow administration to take the majority of the money, and a lot of people don't know that. They like for administration to be somewhere around 20, not more than 25% of the money. That means the rest of the money is being spent on the cause. But when they don't have enough money coming in, the money that they do have coming in is going to be spent on administration.
But I'm sure they knew it wasn't any lights, you know, and stuff going on in there. And wires are going out everywhere. That doesn't even make sense.
No.
I mean, are you in it just to make money, or are you out there to help the people?
Well, that didn't help the people a bit, but the people are not going to do as much complaining as
they
should because
they have nowhere else to go. They did complain.
They did. But what I'm saying is they are not at the level that they should have because they have no place to go.
Well, they were paying rent. So what did they do with the rent money?
Where are they going to go? They're paying rent.
They were paying rent. Well, where did the rent money go?
The rent money is going to pay for the property taxes and the note on that property.
Oh. It wasn't going to them at all.
At least that's what the property owners are saying.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. So I don't know.
Well,
I know
that they fired the police, I mean the fire chief, and that was a black woman. They tried to put all that on her. It's all her fault. And that's as wrong as it can get.
Well,
so they're looking for another fire
part
chief.
Part of it is her fault, but there should be some other heads fired, too.
But you can start the city hall.
Other people as well. But it was her fault if she had been told and didn't do anything. See, and another thing I tried to explain to people is we need to check in how those laws are written on responding to complaints like that. If they have 30 and 90 days to respond, there'll be up a million fires within that period of time. Maybe we
That's developers, and I really believe they're setting these fires. I know from experience in San Francisco what these people will do. They work.
Now, why would a developer set a fire?
Why? Well, they get somebody. They will get a torch. Yeah, I know you know what a torch is. They will get the torch.
Why would the developer?
That's because they want them out of there. They want them out of there.
But
they
that's
want
not
them
gonna,
out of there so
gonna,
they can take over the property.
No, the developer is not going to take over the property unless the owner of the property is working with them.
Well,
Could be. But it doesn't do anything for a developer who's going to have property burnt down and they don't own it.
I'm 76 years old, have been around, know what's happening in the world, and I know about what the developers will do. Okay.
Well, it has to be different than what's happening here because developers could do that, but that means that they must have an opportunity to take over the property.
That's just what I said. Okay.
So they're going to take over the property. They're not the owners of the property now. They're going to take over the property. How are they going to do that? Through eminent domain?
Well, you answered your own question.
Simply could.
Okay. Any way they can. They've been known to do that kind of stuff.
Well,
I could go by one thing that happened in San Francisco.
Bad people all over the place.
They tried to burn out this black woman. She was 86 years old because they wanted Peel Hill on the Visadero. And they got Peel Hill. They finally got out of there. 86 years old. Her family said, that's it, you know. So I know what they will do. And they have done it.
Well, I know that we have some unscrupulous people that are fighting for this land, and it could be developers. But I'll put it this way, they would not be able to do it. The owners of the property were doing what they were supposed to be doing.
Nothing.
Okay?
My point is, Californians, you know, you can call them ex-Californians, are moving out of here left and right because they can't afford to stay here.
That's right.
And, you know, a lot of this is about tech companies moving in here because they can't find any room down there in Silicon Valley. So what does that – I just don't know what to say. I mean, this has been on TV. This has been on the radio everywhere. And this is black, poor, whatever you want to say, people – who are being forced out of their homes, forced out of their apartments. In San Francisco again, a woman was being evicted. She was 100 years old. She died a month ago, but she fought back the best of her ability. She's a black woman who lives in the Western
Mary, industry. We don't have, we shouldn't be having our people 100 years old and 90 and 80 years old.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Doing the fighting. We should have some young blood out there that knows that this is wrong, and they live right here in Oakland fighting for that. We don't have enough
people
doing
it. What happened to the civil rights groups? What happened to the NAACP? What are they doing? My mother was a lifetime member of the NAACP. All they care about now is
get another dime of my money.
You know?
I told you that years ago. I don't know what they're doing, especially when they – I had another chapter open up here in Oakland when we had a new president.
I remember that.
You remember that?
All they care about is the movie stars. I know there's money there, but where is that money going? I remember George Bush telling them, you know, put up or shut up, and then they got quiet. So I just think they're a bunch of sellouts now. Roy Wilkins is somewhere turned over in his grave. Because it used to be.
A bunch of people turning over in their grave.
I mean, you know, it used to be the average person.
But what
who
we're
used
fighting
to help
for now, we mess around and let it get messed up. See, 209 messes black people more than black people realize.
Huh?
209 messed us up. And we didn't understand it. We're due reparations, and nobody's talking about it.
Well, who do we have? Yeah, I know you're not going to say Jesse Jackson, who's in chains by the Democrats. He ought to go back to being a civil rights leader.
No, we're going to have grassroots people. The people in the community are going to have to do it. Don't try to depend on a leader. Every time we
I tell black people not to even go into politics because you're being watched and you don't think you are. And, you know, the first thing to go wrong, they go to that black person. You know, when they do it too long, like these black superintendents of schools who run with the money, you don't do nothing about them. Fires and things like that. Evidently, you're not doing nothing about that. Most of you just crying about the Oakland Raiders and the Oakland A's. I could care less. They never should have came back. All Oakland Raiders did was made fool out of people. That's all they ever did. Take your butt to Las Vegas and make fools out of them. That's all I got
all
to
I
say.
All I know, Mary, is I thought we were generating some money by having them here, and I found out we ain't made no money.
Thank you.
Ain't no
money
being generated.
And you're going to get more money by not letting them stay here. Thank you.
Beg your pardon?
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Take care.
You take care, too, dear. Mary is very upset. And she's been an advocate for a long time for the poor people, seniors, disabled, because she's a poor senior, disabled senior. So she knows what the seniors, she just told you how old she was. But anyway, it's up to us people, the people. We have to do something. Don't wait for a leader or anything like that. And even if we had a leader to pop up and was very effective, we have a way of letting our leaders get killed. They just end up dead. Martin Luther King, nonviolent person, died violently. And what has happened since then? We've forgotten all about it. I know he's turning over in his grave. Thurgood Marshall, who they swept up off the streets because he was so good with that constitutional law, he had laws being changed, you know. And they had to get rid of him in the street level and put him up there, you know, as one of the Supreme Court justices. Which during the time he was, everything that he fought for before he became Supreme Court Justice remained intact. Soon as that man died, 209 propped up. Took away everything that he did. So you know he's turning over in his grave. It's our fault, people, and this is what we're not looking at. We were conditioned to do exactly what we're doing, nothing. Just sit back and complain, and do nothing. This is not the way it's supposed to be. It is time for us to do something similar to what we did in the 60s, but we have to add something to it. It takes a quantitative leap to bring about a qualitative transformation. It's something that we're going to have to do in quantity, people, for us to receive any quality of care from anywhere. It's up to the people. We have a bunch of greedy people in politics, business, all over this world. They don't care nothing about poor people. And see, right now, Trump is letting you know he don't care nothing about poor people because Obamacare took care of the health care of everyone. He said everybody's supposed to have health care, even if it has to be a Medi-Cal, because we had gotten to the point to where everybody couldn't even get Medi-Cal. It was no longer an entitlement. So unless you were half dead, you weren't going to be treated. And that's what has occurred. A lot of people have died because they didn't have the proper medical care. Obama attempted to stop that. That's one of the reasons why there's a large population of people that don't want the total Obamacare to be gotten rid of. Because the main thing he did is he set in place for everybody in this country could have medical assistance. And he made sure that there were places set up in all the states to assist in this. And now Trump want to just throw all that away, and we're going to end up with people that don't have any medical assistance at all. And they're going to be dying in the streets, more homeless, more everything is going to happen if the people themselves don't do something. It's going to be up to the people. Now, it has already been brought out that there's a lot of land around here owned by the people, which means that the people can do something with that property, even take it eminent domain and make it where these houses will be fixed up so people will have places to live. We have a lot of homes around here that are empty, but they're nowhere near as dangerous as these places that's fallen, that's fire damage, dangerous. We have some homes that are boarded up that can be used. We have vacant lots that can be used. It's owned by the people. I understand the city of Oakland, the county of Alameda, as well as the state and federal government's position in letting people on these lands because of insurance purposes. They don't know what to do because some of these homeless people are starting fires. It appears that this place that burnt the other day was caused by a candle. Well, that means, was there no electricity or something happening in parts of that building? Probably so. So the people use candles, may have gone to sleep with the candle burning. Who knows? But they have nowhere else to go, so they're not putting up the major fight they should be putting up. And then when it is reported, it looks like it's ignored. It looks like the fire department, the city, have been notified about some of these properties that people are living in, and they shouldn't be there. I don't know what to tell us to do, because some of these people have nowhere else to go. So what we need to do is identify some of these properties that people are living in, and as a community, working with the owners of that piece of property or properties and getting those buildings brought up to where they're safe. You know, electrical wires falling all over the place out of the ceilings and the walls. You can't have that. Sinuses are killing me. Well, anyway, it's up to us, people. It's up to us. We have to monitor our own things that's happening in this community. Everything. You live here. Act like you live here. If you don't want to do anything, maybe it is best for you to leave Oakland. If you don't want to participate in helping fix Oakland, then you need to leave and let other folks move in here that will work and do things. Unfortunately, it looks like they won't be African American. And I don't know what to tell us as a people if we don't get out there and do something. Do something. Go to those city council meetings. Go to those city council meetings and find out what's on the agenda that you are interested in participating in. I know a man that goes to these city council meetings pretty much every week, and you're hearing him speak on whatever the issues are that's not right here in Oakland. And many people have seen him. He was Gene Hazard. He was the one. I had him on the radio show the beginning of when I first started. I've been on almost a year, about a year now. He was talking about the coal coming through the terminal here. And we didn't need that. We have enough sickness as it is, and there's that terminal, all of that train stuff could be used for something else. It didn't have to be coal over there at that Army base. And see, right now, I'm not sure what's going to be happening with the Army base. It doesn't look like anything that they've talked about is going to work, really. So I don't know. I really don't know what we're going to do here in Oakland unless we unite and start doing things. We have to do more than march and protest. We got to take another step. There's something else we can be doing. We have to have a quantitative leap. Marching and protesting isn't a leap. But we are to continue to protest and march, because if not, we won't be heard at all with all that's going on. I mean, it just doesn't make sense, all this hate, people killing each other. And now Mary's talking about those fires could have been started purposely. I'm not going to doubt that, because there are some people that care less about a human life. And to set something on fire for the purpose of taking the land, that has been done for many years. People have gotten caught burning something down, thinking they're going to have an advantage. Hopefully, we are not going to be doing a lot of that, because that's going to hurt us. Just about everything that we do is going to be seen all over this country. Everything we do here in Oakland, especially if it's bad and people of color are involved, especially African Americans, it's going to be seen all over this country. And somehow people will think that's how all African Americans act. That's how all that's the way they think. It will always be that way. So yes, if they think that, they're going to want us out of here. Right now, there's a lot of people that do not want African Americans in Oakland. It was said some years ago that if they brought the percentage down from 44 to 45% African American in Oakland down to 10 or 15%, we will have less problems. We haven't gotten down there yet, so I don't know, and we still got a whole bunch of problems. But it is thought that way by many people. So what they want to do is get African Americans out of here, bring whoever in here that's going to do something, because it appears that African Americans aren't even concerned. Well, my people, y'all better get jobs, or else you're going to have to get out of here. If you're disabled, a senior, you're going to have a hard way to go unless we have folks that are going to watch out for our seniors and our disabled people. And see, God don't like that. That was one of the major problems he had with Sodom and Gomorrah. Besides fornication and idolatry, they forgot all about the poor people. Didn't leave no food for them on all four corners of their land. They cared less about them. They didn't even pay alms to the poor that were out there begging. They didn't do anything. They just left the poor, disabled, and seniors out there hanging. That really made God very angry. So I think he has some anger now, but he's not the one that's doing all of the problems that we're having. A lot of people don't understand how spirits work. Now, what I'm going to do is read something from the Bible. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Turn your Bibles to that because I want to read this and then I want to talk about a few other things. This is what it says. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Then it says, put on your armor, the whole armor, in that next verse. Well, people, if you don't understand what's going on, I will refresh you a little bit for you to understand. The only war, or the main war we are fighting, is between good and evil. So you must wear your armor at all times. If you don't have your armor on, in most cases, you're going to be in Satan's army. God is a holy spirit. And all the angels that work with him are holy spirits. Jesus, Holy Spirit. Satan, the devil, and many of his demons, they're unclean, unholy spirits. Now, how spirits work? Through thoughts, ideas, and suggestions. Okay? And I will get deeper into that on our next session, but you need to understand about spirits. And I will cover that in our next session. As well as the laws. The laws were made for those of you out there doing things you have no business doing. And my assignment from God is to teach the laws, prepare you for the court of divine judgment through repentance. And I will be covering that more in the next few sessions. Knowing is not enough, we must apply. Willing is not enough, we must do. Until we meet again, I love you.